It's Danny Lakey Show on Triple M around the country on 133.53. 20 years to the day that the Sydney Olympic Games opening ceremony was held. Whoa. And what a Games it was. It was the best Games of them all, they say. And that wasn't just like media hoopla after the 2000 Olympics. Well, we've had a pretty good sample size since then. Another three or four Olympic Games to go by. And people still go back to, Sydney 2000 was where it's at. That's where the Olympics peaked.
What was so great about it? I don't really remember. I think I would have been, I'm 27 now. I would have been a young pup.
Yeah, too young. And all day I've been searching for a mate to just share Olympic yarns and tales with. And you were just too young. You were just a different demo.
I'm sorry. I can't be the person to share the memes with.
Disappointing. It became apparent just before when you found out live on the air that Nikki Webster became famous from the Sydney 2000 Olympic ceremony. You thought she just burst onto the scene with Strawberry Kisses, did you?
Yeah, it's a great song. Anyone could burst onto the scene with that.
No, she captured all our hearts first, secured a record deal with the bravery and the dizzying heights of Southern Skies in the pink dress at the opening ceremony. And to be honest, life hasn't been the same since. I look back on the Sydney 2000 era thinking, God, rosier times. And I'm not a doomsdayer. Like, there are good things about the planet at the moment. But I just take me back. Take me back to the Sydney Olympics.
Really? Like, out of all times and places to go, the Sydney Olympics for you?
Yeah, it's that hypothetical, isn't it? Oh, you could go back to any era. Take me straight back to 2000.
No,
Sydney.
You wouldn't.
Straight to Homebush, baby. Straight to Homebush. Seriously, there are so many great memories, like the serious ones. So like Kathy Freeman's 400, like dead set. If you were old enough, you remember where you were during Kathy Freeman's 400. I told you a couple of months back that I was in a weird mood and like YouTubed Kathy Freeman's 400 meters and watched the full 13 minute clip on
the
internet.
Bizarre. It was good. Late at night.
Yeah, it was.
That's a weird thing to do, Lakey.
It's not the weirdest thing I've Googled at 2 a.m. I promise you that.
I can guarantee that.
Thorpe's 400-meter freestyle, just setting the tone. We had battles all week with Alexander Popoff and Peter Van Den Hoogen Band in the 50s and the 100s. And
how
he cemented himself.
How do you know
himself. This? Because I'm an Olympic connoisseur and I've been screaming out for someone to talk to me about the bloody Sydney 2000 Olympics. Olympic memory time on 133.53. Is there anyone out there who's keen to have a bit of an Olympics yarn? Do you have a favourite moment from the 2000 Olympics? Michael Klim's bald head. We can discuss that if you want. We can discuss Eric the Eel Musambani. Anyone remember Eric the Eel Musambani?
I feel sorry if you have no one calls.
Nah,
it seems like you're the most
guys.
Passionate
Seriously,
person.
Someone call up. Mate, did you work at the Games? Did you volunteer? Did you go? Were you live? Did you watch the synchronized swimming? The diving?
You are so passionate.
I don't care. Talk to me about Jane Saville's disqualification. Anything. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. I'm just a man crying out for anyone who was conscious during the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games who can share some memories. It's Olympic memory time.
Olympic memory time. Share your memory for a prize. Games so good they were the best of all time. Olympic memory time, yeah.
Olympic memory time, guys. 20 years today since the Sydney Olympics opening ceremony. Greener pastures back then. Such simpler times. Great times. It may have been when the nation peaked. And I'm not saying we can't peak again in another 10 years' time with another Olympics, but far out, they were crazy days, weren't they, Danny? Crazy.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Now, I wasn't speaking to myself then, although I could have. I would prefer to speak to myself about the Olympic Games and Chewy Louie out there. It was just before our time, Danny, just before our time.
Oh, I was 38 at the time, and I remember it really well because I was working in a town called Calliope.
Oh, I know the one. Why do I know that? That's near. That's in Queensland.
Near Gladstone.
That's right. Yes, I used to live in Gladstone. That's why I know that. Sorry.
The torch actually came through with the parade, and they had all the big blue Harley Davidsons. They had a a motorcade sort of thing with the torch.
Great. And Queenslanders, they know how to celebrate a torch because I wasn't in Calliope at that time. I was actually in Joondalup up in Western Australia. And it was still good, don't get me wrong, but I couldn't help but think as an 11-year-old boy, God, I bet this wasn't as spectacular as when the torch went through Calliope.
Well, you've got a TV, so, yeah, it was all on TV and that. The only thing I'm sour about is I can't believe it's 20 years ago.
I know. Time flies. I hate that. I hate when something only feels 10 years ago and you find out it's 20 years ago. I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. Damien in Ainsbury. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
First time listener. This show's not bad, to be honest.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, it's getting there. It's not amazing. It's okay. what's the memory?
Eric the Eel.
Oh, yes, finally. Finally, someone on my Moose and Barney wavelength.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see what I'm working with, because I believe when Shuey Louie answered your call off the air, you were like, yeah, I'd like to speak about Eric the Eel. And she was like, oh, who's that, the mascot? Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Common mistake.
No.
Eric the Eel could be a big mascot slithering around.
Well, he was slithering around all night. Talk us through, for anyone out there, Damien, who doesn't know about Eric the Eel, describe what Eric the Eel means to you.
Oh, you know, late night at a pub, you know, if you want to laugh with a few mates, chuck on YouTube, Eric the Eel.
Oh, God.
I think it was a 3-man heat, and the other two got disqualified for jumping in too early, and he swam the whole race by himself, and he took about 10 minutes to swim about 100 metres.
Well, Ripper. Yes. Well, a bit, and classic Damien Mayo on the end of that, because I believe the official time was 1 minute 52.72. But no, nevertheless, sounds better when Eric the Eel flounders across the line in 10 minutes. One of the greats from Equatorial Guinea. Julie, a lot of calls coming through on 133353, reminiscing, taking a turn down nostalgia lane, Olympic memory.
Absolutely.
What happened?
Eric, I showed Eric the Eel to his cabin when we're in the village.
No, you did not. You have not been in the presence of Eric the Eel.
Yes, I was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Cancel the show, because we're not ever getting any better than that. A chaperone to Eric the Eel.
That's it. We're done.
Unbelievable scenes. Yeah. So you were volunteering in Sydney back in the day, Julie, yeah?
Yes, I was.
Oh, God.
But I was there 2 weeks before it started.
It's the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. Around the country, happy Tuesday. Well, The Bachelorette is kicking off again in a couple of weeks. Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense. The Bachelor in Paradise finished. There's a little bit of a hiatus with Bachelor. The Bachelorette will start. Of course, The Bachelorette being Ellie Miles, a previous contestant on The Bachelor. The Bachelorette will commence, and then all the Bachelors on The Bachelorette, they'll now then pick a new one to become The Bachelor in the Circle of Life in Bachelor Circles will continue again.
It is the Circle of Life in the old Batch.
I've known for a while that Ellie Miles would be the Bachelorette. And to be honest, I like The Bachelorette better than The Bachelor, because The Bachelorette means one chick, 20 dudes. And seeing those train wrecks of men in the first 3 or 4 weeks of that show is popcorn melting viewing.
Yeah, they all try to be the alpha dog.
You'll see me have a lot of enthusiasm in the first week or two of The Bachelorette. It'll start to wane week 3 or 4. By week 5, it's just romance and I'm right off it again. Which is why we'll...
You hate romance.
Yeah, well, I
just did it for the fun.
I just like the first couple of weeks, that's all. And I was getting ready for what I thought was going to be a pretty run-of-the-mill promo for The Bachelorette, and then this happened.
G'day, my name's Ellie. You might know me from Matt's season of The Bachelor. I am this year's Bachelorette. I'm back, and I'm ready to find love. But this year, things are going to be a little different.
Surprise!
I've decided to bring my sister Becky along for the ride.
I'm Becky and I'm also the Bachelorette.
What?
Drama!
Double the trouble. Two girls, one series. Sisters, best mates.
You'll be loving this.
Well, they're two quite good sorts. Probably rate Ellie slightly higher than her sister, but you wouldn't say no to either if I was a man in a suit applying for the Bachelor. Rhett. What scares me about this intro is that they're all lovey-dovey, happy sister family. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. Oh, we're going to be all famous. Look at our Insta following rise. Oh, this is going to be fun. Won't we be projected in the best light? I don't know. All of a sudden, you add 20 dudes into the mix. There's a bit of drama. And I tell you what, you've got to be wary. These aren't your average run-of-the-mill dudes either. These are fame-hungry, penis-thirsty men.
Yeah.
Ravenous.
And what happens if they both go for the same guy?
Well, that
cat fights galore.
Well, you're forgetting one other thing. What if one guy goes for both girls?
Girls are stunning. Couldn't take my eyes off them. My eyes were going left and right.
Left and right. Oh, I don't like the sound of this one.
Oh, dear.
I don't know who he's called.
Oh, no.
But I do not like the sound of this man struggling to pick one. You can tell what's going to happen. The producer's going to G one of these dudes up with the sole mission to be right. I want you to win Ellie's heart. I want you to kiss her. I want you to get her right in the feels. And then about week four, week five, I want you to start working the other one. Just work her nips a little.
Oh, my God. They're going to do that?
Get her in the mood. All of a sudden, sisters feuding, drama, TV ratings up.
Oh.
One man, two sisters, hooking up with both. I called it here first.
This is going to be the most juicy season we've had.
This is not going to be good for the sisters. Hooking up with both, this is going to tear them apart.
The whole family as well, just them, the parents, the siblings.
And I'd just like to know on 133353, do we have anyone out there who's hooked up with multiple family members? They've gone for one, and then through whatever reason, I'm not suggesting there's any infidelity going on or anything, maybe a couple of years later, maybe a couple of months later, they've decided to stray into someone else on the same genetic code.
Girlfriend's hot, but her mum's even hotter.
133353, have you hooked up with two different people in the same family? I bet it's happened. And if it's dodgy, you can remain anonymous on 133353. If it's worked out well, hey, share your story as well.
Well, I know that what your dream would be a mum and a daughter. Yeah. Has it happened?
Nah, unfortunately, not yet.
You wish.
Not yet. Well, what I'd start the daughter and then I'd work the mother. It'd be a slow game. It'd be probably a 12-month play, I reckon. These lads have got their work cut out for them because they're going to have to speed up the process. It shot over 2 months. 133353, have you hooked up with two people in the same family? Call's on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Around the country on Triple M, it is the Danny Lakey Show. Have you hooked up with different family members?
Have you hooked up with different family members?
Karen and her sister Marjorie.
Have you hooked up with different family members,
Oh, my girlfriend's hot, but her mum's even hotter.
Yeah, have you done the double? Not with your own family, obviously. Different family, but two people of the same genetic code. You can't help but feel troubles are brewing in the new series of The Bachelorette on Channel 10 with Ellie, the Bachelorette, bringing her sister Becky along for the ride, who's also going to be the Bachelorette. I've got news for you, ladies. There's going to be a dude who's going to try hook up with you both, and he will, and you'll both start crying.
Going to end in tears. What were they thinking? The producers will be mingling.
The producers will very much be licking their lips at this must-see viewing. But I just want to know how it turns out on 133353. Have you been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and then, whether it be a day, a week, a month, a couple of years later, got the other sister's T-shirt, the mum's T-shirt? Do we have a daughter-mother combo? Have you gone mother down to daughter? A little more creepy. Maybe a mother-auntie scenario. Grant, I won't list all the combinations.
This is like your fantasy. Look at all the things you're rattling off.
133353. Have you hooked up with two different family members of the same family? James in Queensland.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Well, what do you want to know? Oh, my God. Give me all the details. Sisters, mothers?
Twin sisters.
Jesus Christ.
Identical. Identical twin sisters.
And they say finish with the strongest caller, but clearly we've jumped in at the deep end here. This is all kinds of yes. So I can understand, I can believe that maybe a sister who's, say, 24 and then an older sister, 32, different times spread apart. But these are twins. These are identical.
Yeah.
How long between them both? When did you swing from one sis to the other twin?
Well, it was around the same time, really.
Jesus Christ. Who are these twins? Show yourself, sexy twins.
Yeah. I was doing sound and lighting for a band, and they used to come and party and dance, and yeah, one took an interest and so did the other one.
Yeah, they say that about twins, actually. It doesn't surprise me. And anyone who's hooking up with a twin, the second that things go awry, jump ship straight away to the other twin because they're genetically the same. Makes sense that they're both genetically wired to both be attracted to Jimmy. He's a roadie, life on the road, romanticizes it. I mean, they probably were feuding over Jimmy. They probably would have taken you both.
Listen to you. You're creating this fantasy world.
No, but Jimmy.
Write a book about this one.
Well, you should write a book. But you've seen that that guy, and he's dating those identical twin sisters. They're really plastic. They're like, they look like balloon. You know, like a man who would make balloons in the city, like giraffes and things. They look like that. They've had so much work done. But they love it. Like, they're both dating the same dude. And they always do press stuff.
Maybe that's Jimmy's future.
Anyway, yeah, well done, Jimmy.
That was a while ago. It's in the past.
No, he's settled down now. They were a handful. He was there for a short time, a good time, not a long time. Well done, Jimmy. Kermy in Mudgery. Hello.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. You sound like a man with all the charisma in the world to pull off some great family feat. Who were they?
A few years ago, I just happened to hook up with one girl, and then her two younger sisters decided they wanted a bit of me as well. So it was, I ended up with both younger sisters as well.
Wow. Is this a triple threat, Kermy? Is this what you're saying? My ears don't deceive me. You've gone the triple?
I have actually gone through all three family members without a problem.
Kermy, you bad dog.
And all he needs is the mother and the auntie, and he's got the whole set. And Kermy won't rest.
I know. Well, the mother was interested too, but she was a little bit too old.
That's the thing. When Kermy's got three hanging off, four just becomes paperwork. Very annoying.
Leave it to the other people, Kermy. Leave some room.
Yeah, save some for the rest of us, Big K. Come on, Bob. 1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, good. Thanks, Bobby. What happened to you? A couple of people in the same family?
Yeah, I'm going to say my name's Bob because I don't want to say my name on radio. But, two sisters. Saucy. Two sisters in the same family, yeah.
Saucy. What was the time frame here?
Same day. So I was dating. I was with one sister and I knew that the other sister was like, she was like, she always said to me, my sister always tries to steal my boyfriends. So I was like, oh, no worries. And then that sister ended up ringing me to go to the movies. And I said, I just said yes. And then, that night, same day, went to the movies and hooked up with the sister. So they both know about it. I married one sister. I'm divorced now. I divorced her. But their dad, who doesn't know, hopefully he's listening right now.
Wow.
He's a police officer. So...
One on the
Hopefully
way
he's listening to Triple M right now and he recognises the voice.
Very nice, Bob. Very nice indeed. And there's a tip for all the sisters out there. If you have a sister who is hell-bent on just stealing your boyfriend, don't tell the boyfriend that sister is hell-bent on stealing the boyfriend. You'll only inflame the man. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you kept it in the family? A couple more calls coming through. We might get on to them next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Show, and it is...
Healthy Tuesdays.
Healthy Tuesdays with Adam Mad Dog McDougall. Hello, Adam.
Hello, my friend. How are we?
Yeah, good. I just want to burn fat without getting in a caloric deficit. Like, is that too much to ask? I just want to burn fat and look like a supermodel, but not really do any hard work to get there. There must be a couple of ways, surely.
Oh, there's some smart hacks that you can do for sure. You know, obviously, it all comes down to calories in versus calories out. A lot of people think that's the simple solution, but it's a bit more complex than that. We've obviously got the consideration of hormonal response when you eat food, and you've also got your gut bacteria, which determines not just what you eat, but how you partition them calories, whether they're partitioned into muscle or fat. So, and a lot of people think you can out-exercise a bad diet as well. So there's some great hacks around how to eat when you do exercise, so you can actually enjoy your favourite foods around exercise if you're quite smart as well.
I'm going to go through a couple of fat fads that are around at the moment. I've got one friend and they are going on about their new air fryer. Oh, it's great. I can eat all my delicious goodies with half the fat.
More than half the fat. In actual fact, there's 50 times less fat in your food when you cook with an air fryer. It's staggering when you think about it because it only requires a tablespoon of oil and you get the same results and the same texture from the food. And apart from not having the same amount of calories in the food, it also essentially reduces the amount of cancer-causing compounds, which are acrylamides, essentially, that are a byproduct of actually deep frying your food. So This is reduced by nearly 90% in an air fryer. So it essentially works, Danny, just by circulating hot air around the food rather than, I suppose, frying the shit out of it.
And let me get this straight. It sounds like you have an overwhelmingly positive view of the air fryer. Does Adam McDougall approve of the air fryer?
I do, and I got one for Father's Day, and I won't lie to you, I haven't used it yet. My wife bought it for herself.
Okay, Adam McDougall likes fat fad number one. What are your thoughts on fat fad number two? Fat freezing, something that someone in the Danny Lakey Show team has taken quite fondly to, aka Shuey Louie, who's got some sort of big freezer machine on her gut trying to freeze all the fat off her.
No, it's not like that. I went to North Shore Aesthetics and got the fat freezing done, and I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm quite small, aren't I, Lakey? But I hold my fat in my love handles, and everything I've ever done, like running, any of that, has never worked it off. And I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm not even just saying this because I got it done, but it literally has, like, taken off this layer of fat. It's just like ice. You can't feel your, like, hips for about 2 weeks.
You wait, Adam McDougall. She'll be doing Jenny Craig adverts next week. She'll be advertising the Ab King Pro. There's all that to come. What do you think of the fat freezing?
Well, she answered the question correctly, because for people that are only carrying, you know, a small amount of what we call subcutaneous fat around problem areas, you know, like their love handles and the lower abdominal area, it is actually quite effective. But it's not great for reducing weight loss as such. So if you're somebody that's, you know, a little bit obese, if there's such a thing, if being politically correct. But if you're somebody that's, you know, overweight in general, it's not going to help with your health, because it doesn't move the dangerous fat, which is the subcutaneous fat, which is the fat that strangles your organs, the fat that leaks toxins throughout your whole body. It's that hard gut fat, the beer belly. But it will work with the little jiggly bits that are around your hips and around your thighs and stuff like that. It actually kills the fat cells, which is unbelievable when you think about it. How they actually discovered it was common occurrence with children being taken to hospital, and they decided to do a study, and these were kids that were eating icicles, and they were getting stuck on their cheeks of babies' faces or kids' faces. They'd bring them into their hospital, and the parents would say, oh, look, there's deformity around their cheeks as a result of eating the ice block and it being exposed to their skin. And these guys fell over the fact that freezing ice blocks were actually destroying the fat cells in the kids' faces. Wow. So they went, hang on, why don't we take this to the general population and freeze off people's fat cells?
That's not bad. I've been proven wrong once again. I'm looking forward next week to seeing Shuey Louie strap about 4 Zupa Duper icy poles to each one of her hips as well.
Wander around the office like that.
All right, fat fad number three. I saw something on my Facebook algorithm called Night Shred, which is a fat burner and sleep aid. Surely that one's too good to be true.
If you want a bit of entertainment, seriously, get onto YouTube and watch some of the reviews of these people. They're hilarious. It's really counterintuitive, because when we're having a look at fat-burning supplements or thermogenic aids, for want of a better word, in the supplement industry, they're usually things that increase your adrenal output, your adrenal levels. Like, they use caffeine, they use synthrine, they use all these basically central nervous system boosters to really fire you up, so you're on probably amphetamines, Nelly. So.
Well, that's what I thought. That's why I thought it seemed a bit contradictory to also have the sleep aid in there as well.
These particular products may work if they can help you get to sleep, but as far as them saying they're thermogenic, that's a load of BS.
Well, 2 out of 3 fat fads ain't bad. We're calling BS on the old night shredding fat burner, but I am off to buy an air fryer, and I think Shuey Louie's just gone to dip her ass in an esky full of ice cold beers. So we'll both be svelte by next week when we chat to you again for Healthy Tuesdays, Adam McDougall.
That was great fun. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great night.
The Health Hacker Podcast, how to hack our lives to feel, look, and live better. Back next Tuesday.